We will go to the next subject, and that is from Instacart to table. So, and that is Nona and Cheryl. Take it away.
Okay. Is Cheryl there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now she tried.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to start, Cheryl, or should I?
You go ahead, because you're doing the Instacart, and I'm in a talk table, so.
Okay. well, today, so many of us are, in a sense, not forced to, but it's necessity of doing grocery shopping through delivery services. And one of the services that is, you know, really very accessible is Instacart. And I myself have been an Instacart shopper for years now, but in this particular climate, everyone is doing Instacart now. So in terms of little tips and tricks of using Instacart, I thought we would go over a couple of things that'll make shopping a lot more helpful for people who are using it. First of all, you can use Instacart through your computer, or you can use it through your mobile app. It's just very convenient using it through your mobile app, because during the grocery process, your Instacart shopper will be able to text you, and you'll get a lot more notifications while the shopping process is
can
going
you
on.
Can you come over and format this document that I have on my computer for size? And
oh, excuse me. Everybody, if you're not speaking, can you please mute yourself? Remember, if you're on the phone, it's star 6.
My apologies.
It's okay. If you're on the computer, it's okay. Alt A.
Anyway, so you can access it both ways. So in terms of tips and tricks, because there's so many more people today using Instacart, whereas in the old days, like 3 months ago, you could place an order in the morning and get your delivery by the afternoon. It's not that way anymore. So what you have to do is kind of plan in advance. Don't ever let yourself get to the point where you're running out of things and need to get your items the next day. You kind of have to plan almost a week to 10 days in advance and kind of do maybe a little bit of a larger shop, because you might not be able to get items for another 7 to 10 days. So my best thing to do is, once you've placed an order, get yourself back in that queue again. So knowing that your order may be coming on Tuesday, maybe on the day before, already start to put together your next order so that you can customize your time that's more convenient for you for a delivery. It used to be that Instacart would have 1 hour windows of delivery. Now it's up to 2, possibly 3. So just be aware of that as well. I have heard good things for people who have placed orders at 5 in the morning. They seem to be able to get some time that are and days that are more convenient. So there's always the option of trying it very, very early in the morning to try to put an order in. And a couple of things about the app, and I can't say this about the website, but definitely the app, that if you put an item in your cart and then you've placed your order, and up until an hour or two before your delivery is ready to come, you can still add items to your cart, which is really convenient. But if you want to edit an item by taking it out or adding more to it, the button to do that is dimmed when using VoiceOver. So unfortunately, it's the little bit that is the inaccessible part of I know that I have reported it to Instacart, but I think they have so many other issues with what's going on today that I don't know if they'll be able to address it at this point. Just know that if you're able to turn off VoiceOver and you have some usable vision and are able to see the button, you can edit. But if not, just be aware that if you put an item in your cart, you've already placed your order, it's going to be very difficult if you don't have someone with vision to be able to take it out of your cart. So just be aware of that. Trying to think. Cheryl, do you think there's anything?
Yeah, I think the a nice option that has recently emerged is before, when you selected a time, you could just select a time and date. And now they have, what's it called?
Fast and flexible.
Fast and flexible. And that, if you choose that as your delivery time, then that gives you sort of a range. And it says that, like, your food can show up anywhere from within the next 2 hours to, like, the next week. The few times we've used it, I've actually been pretty lucky in the sense that the food has actually shown up like the same day. But I think that's just, you know, it's not the norm. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just have to, if you choose that one, you just have to sort of keep monitoring, because the way that Instacart communicates with you is that they'll send a text letting you know, like, we've started shopping. And I would recommend that once you get that text that they've started shopping, that you basically stay with the app, because Absolutely. They're, as Nona said, they're then sending you messages like, oh, basically say like, oh, we saw you wanted rice. They don't have this type of rice. So would you like something else? Or should we just not get you rice at all? So it's definitely a fantastic option for folks who may not have used it at all. I think what the thing that it does is that it gives you option to stores in your area. And for people who...
Your Zoom meeting ID 933-358-94646 window button. You are using the computer audio gallery view. You are currently a press button. 1-3 button. You are a current speaker view button. You are a current enter full screen.
Okay, so somebody...
You are currently on
somebody is on a Mac. Could you please mute yourself? I think it's Command A to do that.
I think they did.
Full screen button. Zoom.
Not yet.
Using the computer audio.
Another thing that when Cheryl was talking about the fast and flexible, just know that there is absolutely no guarantee. They try to accommodate you. And if they give you a 5 or 6 day window, if they're not able to deliver your food within that time, they put you in a queue for another couple of days. We had a chapter member who said that he ended up waiting 9 days for his order. So just be aware of that too when choosing that option.
Yeah.
May I make a comment?
Oh. Yes, go ahead, Sharon.
Hi. I just want people to know that if you don't have a smartphone or access on the computer, you can still use Instacart because Google Grandparent, which initially started out as a way to get Uber or Lyft, now has a pilot program called Google Grocery. And they will place your order for you, put everything in your cart, and monitor it as it comes to you. And they use Instacart. I checked with them the other day, and I'd like to pass on the number to people.
Sharon, out of curiosity, yes. how do you go about picking the items to put in your cart? Like, how would you know to put items, what items are available to put in your cart?
They read them to you, I believe. They're looking at the app. So let's say you say, "I want cottage cheese."
Gotcha. Okay.
I think what they'll do is a search, like you would do on the app, and okay. Then they would tell you the choices. I have not used it that way because I am able to use the app, but I know that there are people on the call, you know, who are not smartphone users and may be in need of having a delivery. I do know that they charge a little more of a fee for their service, and I don't honestly remember what it is, but in these times, it might be helpful. So the number is 855 222 4919. And if you call that number and you're not a registered GoGo grandparent user, they will make you one. And the way that happens is that they take your name, your phone number, and a credit card. And then once you have an account with GoGo grandparent, you can use GoGo Grocery and another service they have called GoGo Gourmet, which helps to take the place of DoorDash or Grubhub, and they tell you what restaurants are available, and they do the ordering for you.
Now, Sharon, don't they charge you time for when you're on the phone for that too, or how does that work?
I don't know that. I suspect they do, because I know on the Uber or Lyft they charge you for time on the phone, so it certainly is expensive. But I just wanted to make sure that people knew about it in case there's somebody that's really struggling, especially to get groceries.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
Sharon, this is Rose. Can I ask you to say the number again, please, Sharon?
Sure. It's 855
222. Okay. Thank you. I didn't miss that.
4919.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also want to mention too that there are other there's interesting like food delivery services as they put together they like meal plans. Many people might have heard of HelloFresh or Blue Apron or Sun Basket, I believe it's called. And I did find out recently that they're all still taking new customers on. And what these services do is you pick a meal plan. And they take care of all dietary issues that you have, and you can order whether it's for, you know, two people or a family size, and the items will come directly to your door. All the items are, your ingredients are all measured out, and they provide recipes, and you put the recipes together. And I do believe the recipes specifically with HelloFresh are available on their website. So it's an accessible format. It's just another option.
So we wanted to also spend a little time talking about, well, what do you do now that you've gotten your groceries? And for me, one of the things that I find that I like, just to be able to know that I have or else I can make, is bread. And I know there are lots of people running around trying to do sourdough bread, which just seems like a high bar if you're just starting to make bread. But I just wanted to share, and then we'd love, and Nona's got a recipe she's going to share too, and then we'd love to hear from you all, sort of any recipes or foods that you are making that you know, are maybe comfort foods during this time. So one,
I have a question when you have a chance, please.
Okay, what is the question, Linda?
About Instacart still.
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find the thing to unmute my, I had the speech off and I had to turn that on to unmute. But there's a minimum, isn't there a minimum fee for Instacart for groceries or if you go to CVS or something, you know, you can't get less than whatever amount it is?
Well, I believe it's the way it works is if you are a subscriber to Instacart, there's a little bit of a minimum for free delivery. But no, I don't believe there's a minimum any longer. Am I right on that one, Cheryl?
I think you're correct. So if you just are using the Instacart app, whatever store you purchase from, you can purchase as much or as little as you want. Just, you know that there's a delivery fee, there's taxes, and then you have to hopefully tip
and pay it.
Tip your driver.
And a delivery fee, a tip for your driver.
Yeah. Okay, and do they take EBT or no? Food stamps.
I don't know that. I think I've read some articles saying that there's an effort to get services like Instacart and others to accept food stamps, but at present, I don't know what the status of that is.
I have, I can add a little bit. So Fresh actually does take food stamps if you have your card number, but Instacart does not currently. Okay. And also, the last time I seen, Instacart does have a minimum delivery fee, but if you don't meet it, they'll just charge you the extra $20 to make up for it. So just put as much as you can in so you don't pay for nothing.
I have another question before we move away from Instacart.
Sure.
How do you add items after you on the iPhone app? Because I don't know. There have been a couple times where I wanted to add something and I didn't know how to do it.
Sure. You go, if you've already, you're saying that you want to add it to an order you've already placed?
Right.
Okay. You would go into, when you go into the app, you would go into where you see your name and your account, and it'll usually show what your upcoming order is there. And you just go to where it says my, you know, my order. You'll double tap on there, and then you'll go to, it'll open up a screen, and you'll want to swipe until you see the number of items in your order. Double tap on that where it has the list of all your items. And then at the very bottom of your screen is a button says add to order.
Carl Richardson
and
has
so,
left.
Okay. Double tap on add to order, and then what it does is you'll swipe until you get into a search field, and then you can just add, you know, add the item that you're looking for, and it brings up your option.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
I got another suggestion, too, because I read some article that Deborah Kendrick wrote about another shopping method called Shipt.
Yes.
And so at this day and age with the coronavirus and all that going on, I don't know which one is most efficient, because I've been reading all kinds of stuff about workers going on strike in both apps. So any input on that, please?
Sure. I'm not sure that we have Shipt in this area, do we?
We do. It's
we do?
Yes. It's in, I don't know if it's in, I mean, it's in Boston. I don't know about Worcester, but I don't see why it wouldn't be in Worcester.
It is here, Cheryl.
Okay.
The Shipt is, it doesn't give you as many options as Instacart does. So you have a lot more store options in Instacart. And Shipt.
Well, and I think Shipt is you have to pay a subscription, whereas in Instacart you do not. So Shipt, I think it's a monthly fee or an annual fee, whereas Instacart you can just access whatever store you want to. And I was going to say the one nice thing about Instacart also is even if you are not a member of Costco or BJ's, you can still order from those stores. And as somebody said, you know, you don't get access to maybe the entire store, but I think you get access to enough that you can still, you know, get a lot of your groceries there.
In bulk, absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to mention that the last time I did an order, I got a driver who had absolutely no English. And you can run into that. She had two.
They're supposed to drop it on your doorstep.
I'm sorry. What?
Well, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. So that happened, and I heard somebody say something about drop it on your doorstep. Yes. I don't do that because I'm in an apartment building and that doesn't work. So I was outside and the lady had two orders at once, mine and somebody else's. And it turned out that there was a sighted friend of mine and we made sure that my stuff was there, you know, but it was a little difficult. Other times I've had no difficulty at all. So just beware that that can happen.
Yeah, there's a lot more new drivers. There's a lot more new shoppers because obviously Instacart had to expand their, you know, their grocery shoppers to keep up with demand. So there are a lot of new people, employed. So
I can, if you don't mind, there was something else when I started using Instacart that caught me that I just wanted to let people know of. The most important is that as you shop, it's not like when you order from Amazon Prime Fresh, it's pretty much a constant, like they have exactly what is in stock on their site, but Instacart does not. So watch as they're shopping for you. They will send you messages, and you'll have to tell them not to send screenshots, because they'll say, or like a picture, and they'll say, can we replace it with this? And so you can ask them, or you can actually call them. But they do not, they used to call you before they left if they were replacing items, and they don't call you anymore. And for the bulk of my items, sometimes they replace a good 50% of them, if not more.
So I was just going to keep an eye on,
and the prices change too if you're on a budget.
Is there a button to call the driver?
There is.
I mean,
Yes, there is.
Or you can ask them to call them.
There's a button to send them a text message.
Yeah. I've done that. Yeah.
So you can do, you know, any of those things.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. All right. So I'm going to talk about a basic bread that I enjoy making. That's three ingredients. So basically, it's a beer bread, and it's really nice, very easy. So basically, you need 3 cups of sifted flour. It says
wait. 3 cups of sifted flour, you said?
Yes.
Yes.
Or three cups of flour sifted.
Yeah.
let's see. You need a 12-ounce can of beer, and let me say, it sort of depends on your taste. Not that I have beer like all over my house, but I did have like a dark stout, and I found that at least for me, was a little too intense. You need half a cup of butter, which is 1 stick of butter. Let's see, where am I? And you need 1/4 cup of sugar. So the best flour to use is self-rising if possible. So 3 cups of flour sifted, 1/4 cup of sugar, and a can of beer, whatever type that you have that you'd like to use. You mix up your dry ingredients, you pour in your beer, you have your batter, you put it in a loaf pan, then you melt your stick of butter, and you can then just pour that over the top of the batter. You put it in the oven. Hold on. And then so you put the pan into the oven at 375 for 1 hour, and it is done. It is delicious. If you don't want like a super crispy crust, because that's what pouring the butter on top, you can like mix half of the butter into the batter, and then you can, pour the rest of it on top or not. And then just a few days ago, I was like, oh, geez, I really want something sweet. And I remembered my easiest, simplest, another 3 recipe. If you like peanut butter, so peanut butter cookies, it's 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 cup of sugar, 1 egg. Mix it all together. And then you sort of use a teaspoon to scoop out little, cookies. Put those on your baking pan. Put it in the oven, 350, 12 minutes. And you've got dessert. So those are sort of my 2 recipes that I've been using, because I don't always want to buy cookies or buy bread, but those are some of the things I've been doing. I think
Cheryl,
what's the name of your bread? Beer bread?
It's called beer bread.
Do you need to grease that pan, Cheryl?
Brian Carlisle has left the meeting.
I usually spray it. Okay. Yeah, so I just spray it with some Pam.
Cheryl?
Yes, is this who's calling? Rosemary?
I'm sorry. I was going to say that there's also another recipe to use with brown sugar and chocolate chips.
Ooh.
The same recipe.
Wait, which recipe? For bread or for cooking?
Peanut butter.
The peanut butter.
With the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, so 1 cup of peanut butter?
And a 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 egg, and then chocolate chips if you want.
Ooh. Okay.
No flour.
Yeah, no, oh. I love it. And in the oven, what, like 3 for 12 minutes or?
The same amount of time, yes. Oh, okay. Another thing is a dash of baking soda.
Okay, to puff them up.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right.
David with a suggestion.
David, sure. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I bet for the beer bread, I bet if you take a whole 6-pack and drink 5 of the 6 while you're kneading the bread, it will be even better. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah. You won't notice one way or the other.
Sounds like a great idea.
and my contribution to the recipe pile is if you're a beginner to cooking, but this is a really, I think, a foolproof rice and chicken recipe. So if you
Bruce Howell, join the meeting.
1 cup of uncooked rice, pour that in the pan in your dish. Then you mix together one can of your choice of cream of mushroom, cream of celery, cream of chicken, whatever your choice is, cream of soup, 1 1/2 cups of liquid. So you could do broth or you could do water, your choice. 1 packet of onion soup mix into that, mix that all up, pour that over your rice in your dish. Get about, I would say, 3 chicken breasts, and I would kind of pound them a little bit, tenderize them a little bit, put them right into that dish, make sure they're submerged in the liquid, put some aluminum foil over that tightly, bake it at 375 for 1 hour, and it comes out, the chicken comes out so tender, your rice is cooked and creamy with the soup mix, and it's just a really yummy, comforting dish.
I wonder if the recipes could be put on to BSCB Announce.
Oh, for
those
you,
who weren't able to.
For you, Sharon, we'll do anything. We'll write them up.
Well, no, I probably won't even use them, but other people might.
I think it's a great idea.
No, we will.
I'd like to see them.
Sure, we will write them.
We can do that. That's no problem.
Okay. Cheryl, great. Quick question.
Yes.
Sure.
Do you taste the beer in the beer bread? And if so, is there anything that can be substituted for the beer?
That's a good question. I haven't done anything, but I would say the one time I really tasted the beer was when I used that dark stout. And I said, oh, I will not be using this because I don't actually like dark stout. But if you use like Michelob or I think a light beer, you're not really going to taste it. I mean, it like adds the fizz, it puts the yeast in there.
Right.
So that's all it's doing.
You could also use the yeast or baking powder, I think.
You could. But sure. As I said, for somebody who, you know, like you're just starting out and you just want to say, hey, I made some bread, it's
keep
3 ingredients. It's really easy to do. And you're done, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what was the second ingredient on the chicken recipe? I was trying to type it at the same time, but I'm not that clever.
Your choice of cream of mushroom, like a cream of mushroom soup, a cream of celery soup, or just a cream of chicken soup, any one of the cream soups, 1 can.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And then it was 1.5 cups of broth or other liquid, and then what temp and time do you bake it?
You bake it at 375 for 1 hour, tightly covered with aluminum foil.
Yep. Okay. 375 for 1 hour. Thank you.
Correct.
Excuse me, how much rice, and is it brown rice, or what kind of rice is in the recipe? Because I'm sorry, I missed that.
Sure, it's 1 cup, and it's white rice.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I mean, you could substitute brown rice, just know that you're probably going to add a little more liquid and a little more thyme.
Okay, thanks.
Because it takes, yeah.
All right, so I don't know if anybody else would like to share any sort of their like recipes or anything that they are using during this time with us. That'd be fantastic.
I have a question about the beer bread.
This is Rose.
Hey, Rose.
This Hi. So my daughter did curry shrimp. Ooh. And what she did is she shrimps, the larger sized shrimps, mm-hmm. Cut off the tails, and some curry powder, whatever kind you want, and just to coat the shrimps. And she did diced potatoes and butter and seasoning, any type of seasoning that you want, salt and pepper.
And Abraham.
And what?
Go ahead, Rose, sorry.
And some garlic. She chopped up garlic and onion for flavor. I would say maybe a half, like a clove, not a whole, you know, like a little section of the garlic, depending on how much you want. I would say a teaspoon of garlic.
Okay.
And saute that with some butter with the onion. Wonderful. One potato diced up.
This is maybe about
10 shrimps.
Okay.
This is one of your co-hosts. I just want to say somebody's making a terrific amount of noise with their headset again. So if you can, try to mute yourself.
Okay. And this is David. We have time for one more comment. And then
Abraham,
we'll move on.
Abraham had a question. Abraham, go ahead.
We can barely hear you,
Abraham. I don't know what's going on. Try again. Get closer to your phone.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better. Get right up to your phone, Ibrahim. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I was wondering if you can make the bread without alcohol.
You know, that's a good question. I'm not going to say.
Excuse me, somebody's making too much noise. I can't hear.
Thank you. If everybody could mute themselves, if you're not speaking, please mute yourself. Alt A if you're on a computer. *6 if you're on the phone, please.
And if you're on your iPhone, it's the bottom left corner.
It says mute and unmute.
Yeah.
All right. So, Evie, I haven't tried that as yet. But I've been tempted, and I don't want you to do it. Let me see if I could try it first. I've been tempted to try, like, Coke or something, because it's the same fizzy consistency. And maybe
have that pop yeasty thing.
Yeah, you might have to add in some yeast. And so, right now I'm going to say I don't know. But maybe this could be a little project for you or for me. To see what non-alcoholic beverage could be substituted, and how would you do?
Yeah.
Okay. If I may, thank you very much to Nona and Cheryl for your presentation.